Hey, happy, happy day. Governments, they exist to protect the rights and the freedoms of the people. That's their purpose. Governments, though, they don't give us our rights. They really don't. They think they do, but they don't. The government only exists to protect the rights that we already have. Those rights are given by God. Oh, but then Karl Marx came along and he said, there's no God. And the Democrats and the liberals and all of the commies in the land, they've picked up on that and they said, let's get God out of here. The higher power needs to be us. It needs to be government. So God doesn't exist. How can he give you rights? So there's no rights unless we decide to give them to you. And it kind of goes into that big circle. And that's a little spooky because it's all part of a plan. Karl Marx, he was kind of a smart guy, hey, in a very terrible way. But the guys today, guys and gals in the liberal parties around the world, they've picked up on this and that's what they use. That's their fuel to kind of get everything moving along so they can dismantle the system that we believe that we have, that would be rights. When we're born, we have rights. They should protect it. They actually work for us because we pay them. But they don't seem to get it, you know, but whatever. Donald Trump talking about pay. We pay them. So that comes in many forms and taxes and so on. And Donald Trump now has suggested that he's considering, when he becomes president again, a policy of tariffs that will cause the elimination, the cancellation, the deletion of all federal income taxes. Income taxes is a temporary law. I think it was brought in for, you know, help during World War I, and it's still here. Nobody got rid of it. They add to it all of the time, but Trump is saying, I think we can get rid of it. I think we can exchange it with tariffs. What's a tariff? I mean, he's used a tariff in the past. He used it when he was number 45. I wasn't aware of this. He used it so he could reduce the reliance, I guess, on products coming from China. So he put big tariffs in China, so they had to pay more money. And then the prices of the product went up, and the people in America and other places too said, but primarily America said, hey, it's cheap, as cheap to buy domestic. And that's what they did. A tariff is a tax that's levied on imported goods. Some repetition here, but you'll figure it out. That's used to increase the cost of foreign-made goods from countries that have lower labor and material costs. Labor particularly, there's so many countries that have little kids working in shops. I mean, it's not nice either. So when you have tariffs, you also kind of get to, you know, a little bit of a kick on that, kick them, because not the kids, the government's like, hey guys, don't hire kids. Get with it, become competitive. Tariffs are paid to the U.S. government before foreign goods can be brought into the country, which is good as well. The additional cost incurred by the foreign manufacturer, though, of course, is passed on to the consumer. But that's okay because government has to have money. So the taxes come from when you buy things. If you don't want to pay taxes, as it were, don't buy anything. You know, it's got a lot of, you know, a lot of nice stuff to it. You know, consumers can either opt to pay for the imported product or choose a domestic product because now they're more competitive. You know, what would happen at the end of the day? There'd be fewer items coming in from China and Japan and so on. So to substitute tariffs for income taxes, I think it's kind of got some merit to it. So I hope he goes into that further. And again, he did it once and it worked. So I think it would work in a big way. All countries, are you paying attention? Listen up. Now, we have in British Columbia, Canada, we have race-based hiring. British Columbia, the Burnaby Public Library, they boast about this. They said, hey, you know, ever since 2021, we've rejected all white applicants. We only hire people who identify. Is that the thing? So some white guys are going in with red hair and blonde hair and saying, I'm Indian. Oh, okay, you identify. Oh, I'm a woman. If you identify as that, we'll hire you. So if you lie, if you really need a job, we suggest you lie. Wow, it's come to this. There's a law that prohibits discrimination hiring on the base of, you know, based on race and all that stuff. But who cares? The government, the federal government, the ones that kind of created these laws, they do it. And the armed forces, and the RCMP, the police service, all these places, they don't hire you if you're white male. And if you're straight and conservative, good luck with that. You won't get a job. And you have to believe in abortion as well. I mean, that's what it's come down to. Now, there's a school teacher just the other day that I sat with in Edmonton, Alberta. She teaches five-year-old kids, so preschool. And there's 30 of them in her class every day. Every morning, there's no more O Canada. This is in Canada, in Edmonton. There's no more O Canada. There's no more God Save the Queen. It was like that when I was a kid. Every morning, they say, we're here in Indian land, and it's unceded, and whatever that word is, every morning. So these little kids at 5 years old is getting drummed into their head that we're on land that we don't own. That somebody else owns it. It's unceded. They will learn eventually that the word unceded means that somebody else owns it. How bad is this? Government, somebody step in and protect the world? This is just nuts. Totally, totally insane. But you know what? Try to pry an honest answer out of any politician, and good luck with that. You ask them a question, have you noticed? And they come at it. You know, it's like they're in a big field, a quarter section of land, and they go around and around, and they never get to the point. They actually take media courses, and the courses teach them how not to answer questions. That's true. Wow, that shouldn't be. Lastly of the day, this is profound. Why do people have nose rings? Yeah, I was at a restaurant the other day, and a girl looked like she should be hospitalized. She had stuff everywhere in her face, and I couldn't even look at her. But why do they have nose rings, great big rings or rings on the side? A psychologist states that the art of nose piercing is the act of rebellion against conservative values. Many psychologists and psychiatrists also have said that. Can that be right? That's what they say. But why do bulls, animals, you know, why do they have nose rings? Bulls are given nose rings to make them easier to handle. A ring on the nose increases a level of control, and it kind of keeps the bull in line. Hey, that's no bull. Kind of compare cows and people. See ya.